Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and we're here for our weekly wine review. And today I decided to hit a Cabernet Sauvignon, which I haven't had in such a long time, because cabs are really unique, and the quality of them, you have to be very, very, very careful because the quality of them can fluctuate. So this low-cost wine I decided to try is an F. Stefan Miller Angels Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon Lodi 2016. I gave you all of it, right? It's an F. Stephen Miller Angels Reserve Cabernet, and it's from the Lodi region, you know, and that's a region of the country in the middle of California. It's the Flat Central Valley, and it has like multiple regions inside of there. And I got the map. If you look here on the map, it'll show you the several different Lodi regions in which they have the wineries. And this one I decided to do a Cabernet. You got a lot of good Zinfandels up in there. So what's up with this Lodi cab? Well, this is a really low cost cab, and it's a reserve, but it's a low cost one from the Central Valley. And this is what the notes say. That the notes say predominantly cherry with undertones of raspberry and some smoke, a bit spicy and a hit of oak. So what I got out of it was oak and probably some really dark cherries. So really nothing that kind of stands out for you, but pretty good enough to kind of try. So Cabernet Sauvignon. Again, when I talk about cabs, I talk about a really deep, complex, really velvety. I'm used to having a really complex cab, but this isn't one of them. This is a low-cost cab. It's about $12.99, but if you get it with one of these subscriptions, you'll probably be able to get it for about $9.99. But if you get it as a special, so I kind of wait around for the specials to show up, and they run me around $8 to $7.99. So I save about a dollar or two per bottle. And then you get a high cost one, and then you get a low cost one, and the low cost one goes just a bit lower. So let's get a whiff of this and take a grab. Swirl it. See the color on this? It's a decent color. It's not inky black. It's got that dark dark color to it. Really decent, you know, color wise. You see the legs coming down from there. Let's just take a whiff right here. So I'm getting some oak. Not much spice. Sometimes you get that spicy smell, but I'm getting a lot of oaky hints of oak up there. I don't get the smoke slightly, as they stated, the smoke. I don't really get the smoke. I get a little leathery, but oak-wise. Let's swirl this up again, because I really want to give a taste again, because I sat it out. I let it sit, and as I let it sit, I wanted to say what will pop out of that. So what pops out of there? So let's get a taste of this right here. Low cost cab. So if you're really looking for something that will actually give you flavor and complexities and anything other than that, you're not going to get it from this. So I had this with a stew because I just wanted to drink something that kind of matched up and something that will either complement it, or I'll say, "Woo, I can drink it a little more after that." This is okay. It's a light meal type wine. So And it's not a sit-down standalone, because, you know, I like my cabs to be a sit-down standalone, but this isn't one of them. Again, got the cherry, a little oaky taste, not very tannic. I like my cabs to be a little more tannic so you can feel the fullness in your mouth. I'm not got it, you know, I'm not getting that. So, not too acidic either, but it's okay. So if you want to have it to your table, and this is the reserve, which is kind of weird too, it's okay. It's a low cost cab, so you're not going to get a lot out of it anyway. So you can kind of enjoy it. You can have it over when people are there and say, hey, if you want a cab, here, I got one for you. Unless you having some high quality palate visitors, you shouldn't throw this one out. But if you're serving it with something and you really want to highlight the food more so than the wine, this is a good, you know, accompaniment of it. So you can try this and it'll go pretty well with it. So you can try your luck there. But other than that, not much to say on this F. Stephen Miller. I'm called a Stefan. I was just playing. But it's an F. Stephen Miller Angels Reserve Cabernet from the Lodi region of California, the Central Valley. So try it out. Urban Wine Life. Check us out on urbanwinelife.com. You can see a lot of the other reviews and all the different blogs that I have there. Or get it on Spotify. And you'll be able to see this on YouTube. So I always try to do a YouTube so you can get look at the bottle, you can look at the color of the wine, and just some physicality of everything that's going on. So YouTube, all the podcast downloads you can get it from. So you don't need to be looking far and wide. So in the car or sitting at your desk and say, what's a good wine for the weekend? So every Friday I shoot this out to you. Michael, your bougie black brother, and we'll talk to you and see you next Friday. Take care. Bye.